Bez Hashem, we're learning Dershim Mishmor and Simin Lamid Gimul Sif Dalud. This is Shinur 104, and we're discussing now the importance of making sure that the ritzuas, the straps of the tefillin, are made properly and that they are blackened. The Mechaber tells us here in Sif Dalud, Toiv sheyashchireim Yisrael lishmon v'loy eina Yehudi. It's appropriate that a Yid, a Jew, blackens the tefillin. Would you like a sefer? What blackens the ritzuas, and not a non-Jew. The Ramah adds, "Miu b'diavad kosher." B'diavad is kosher. Im hishcher ara batim. If he blackened the batim are the boxes. However, we see here its stringency. But not the ritzuas. Our ritzuas afilu b'dievet posel. You hear this? The ritzuas are even more serious in this regard than the tefillin themselves. Now, we would not have thought that, because we would have thought that the batim have the klaf, we have the ksav. It's more kaddish. And so we would have thought that it's more serious of a halacha. But we see, in regards to the ritzuas, the straps, they are actually, in this specific regard, more serious in halacha, that they have to be blackened and made by a Jew, a Yid. He has to make it l'shma, as opposed to certain aspects of the batim, there's more of a leniency. Says the Mishnah Berurah here in Sif Katan Chaf Beis. Toiv. Aval b'di'eved, no, that was the Mechaber used the Lashon Toiv. It's a good idea. It's good. It's good to sheyashchirim Yisrael lishmon v'lo yein Yehudi. That a Yid, a Jew, has to blacken the tefillin, and not a non-Jew. So the Mishnah picks up on this right away. Aval b'di'eved kosher l'didei afilu al yedei Yehudi. Now, according to the Mechaber, if a non-Jew will blacken the tefillin, the ritzuas rather, I keep saying tefillin, the ritzuas, it's also going to be good. Because according to the Mechaber, the blackening of the straps of the ritzuas do not need to be made lishma. Lishma means for the sake of the mitzvah. I'm doing this act of blackening the straps lishma, for the sake of the mitzvah. And the Ramah disagrees. The Ramah disagrees with the Shulchan Aruch from the Mechaber. He says, no, that it's a halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim means Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, when you make the tefillin, teach Klal Yisrael, when you make the tefillin, the straps of the tefillin, the ritzuas of the tefillin, have to be made for the sake of the mitzvah, that you have to make it black and lishma.
So this is the original manufacturing, not blackening after.
Sorry. Continues the Mishnah Berurah. The Hashachus who Alocha Moshe Mitzrayim and Tzarech Hashachus Lishmon Umeila Beinu Yehudi Deinu Oisel Lishma Pasul. So the way the Ramah is learning that a non-Jew cannot do it Lishma for the sake of the mitzvah, so therefore it's possible. But Dina Kedilel, similar to like we learned earlier in Simon Lamed Beis, in regards to the klaf, in the same discussion, can a non-Jew make the klaf, the parchment Lishma? Is he that whole discussion we're not getting into now. However, Avol Ba'ar Habatim. Now, regards to the Ar Habatim, the actual box itself, most Paiskim learn over there that blackening the box itself is a preferred mitzvah to do. That's how you have to do it. You want to do the mitzvah the best way, you blacken the box. But if the black box is not so black, it's not going to prevent you from doing the mitzvah properly. Meaning, you can still do the mitzvah. Not the best way, but you can still do the mitzvah. It's not likuva. It's not going to prevent you from doing the mitzvah. As we learned in Simlan Bei Sif Mem. Ulekach loy binin bei gamkein eshachus shmon. Bediyevit. And that's why you don't need the shachrus means to blacken it, like shachrus, right? That's why you don't need it to be lishma, for the sake of the mitzvah. In regards to what? The batim. However, in regards to the tzuas, the Ramah says, nothing doing, you do need it lishma. So, but there's a question you can ask me, and I'll say it for you. What is this question you can ask? We know there are code words. Okay? What are the code words when there's a machlokes between the Ramah and the Mechaber? The code words are Yesh Oimrim. There are those that say. In other words, when the Ramah begins his discussion, coming off what the Mechaber just finished saying, what the Shulchan Aruch just finished quoting. So if he disagrees, he'll say Yesh Oimrim. Now, we have over here, in the third line in the Mishnah, Sifkan Chav Beis, V'Ramah Ba'aga Choylik Olav. The Ramah, in his gloss, in his comments, he disagrees. Choylik Olav, he disagrees with the Mechaber. If we take a look at the words of the Ramah, does he say V'Yesh Oimrim? So now the Mishnah Berurah is going to address, well, where are the words V'Yesh Oimrim? Why doesn't he say the key words that I'm saying? I disagree with what you just said. You, the Shulchan Aruch, say, you don't need Lishma. By the Ritzuis, I'm saying you do need Lishma. So he should say Yesh Oimrim. Answers the Mishnah Berurah, and he says, V'havalei l'haramah lichtoi b'hagaasa b'loshen Yesh Oimrim. The Ramah should have said the words Yesh Oimrim, because he is disagreeing. Ach shimatzinu kame pa'amin k'yetze b'zeh. However, we find numerous times, many times, that the Ramah will disagree with the Shulchan Aruch, but he will not use the exact key words of Yesh Oimrim. So this is one of the places we can put in our memory bank, Simen Lamed Gimel Sif Dalet, that the Ramah disagrees with the Shulchan Aruch, with the Mechaber, even though he does not use the code words Yesh Oimrim. But as the Ramah, as the Mishnah tells us, there are other places as well. Kama Pamim, this is like this. Avala Ritzuah, Sifka Nuchav Gimel. The Ramah says, Avala Ritzuah, Afila B'dyevet Pasul. If the Ritzuah were not made Lishma, blackened Lishma, B'dyevet Pasul. Meaning, if they weren't made by Yid. Imason Nochri. If a non-Jew makes the Ritzuah, Imason Nochri. Or even if the Yid makes it, but the Yid didn't do Lishma. He was tired, he didn't have his coffee, and he wasn't focusing, and he didn't do Lishma. So, we're saying it's not good. By the time canal, like we said in Sifkan Chav Beis, it's not going to be kosher. V'kol shekein, b'chol davar shetzorech v'tfilin kufal ikuva. And the Mishnah adds, this rule that we're saying is a general rule. Any time we need the mitzvah of tefillin to be made lishma, any part of it that needs to be made lishma, and if it's not made lishma, it's not going to be kosher. Applies across the board, the tefillah not kosher. So someone, we were discussing yesterday, someone asked at the shir, like, how do you know? You could see if there's a written mistake that it was written incorrectly. So how do you know? I mean, you don't know what's in the person's mind. You don't know what I'm thinking right now, right? I don't know what you're thinking. So that's why we mentioned yesterday that you have to make sure you purchase the tefillin at a reliable store, at a reliable sofer. That he's trustworthy. That's the importance of it. The cause of a prima godim, the yesh lemnoy milazes calls ali de kotna afilu im godol yamoid al gaboy yitzavei ulazes lishma. The prima godim says, make sure you avoid having a child make the tefillin, the ritzus, or I'll extrapolate any part of the tefillin that require a lishma, even if the adult is standing over him. Afilim godol oimer yamoid al gaboy v'yatzaveyu, and he tells him do lishma. V'chein shelo yilasoyis maladei isha, so also don't do it through an isha. V'chol apsulun hamavor l'kamon simen lamentes. Okay, so this is a discussion that was made offline, mentioned yesterday, right, about can an isha do it? There are some parts, here he says an isha should not do this as well. She's not in the midst of tefillin, which we'll discuss that more, as it says here in Simen Lamites. The blackening of the ritzuas, the blackening of the straps. That's not an actual body of the tefillin. It's not an essence of the tefillin itself. Now he says here, that's why he said we have to go slow. Can an isha do this? Mutter al de isha. Hashchares haritzuos, So let's say a person's straps are not black, or they need to be touched up. A lady is permitted to do that. It says here, Mutter al yidei isha. Dehi yoidas lasos hashma kama ish. She does know how to do lishma just like a man. What we just said two lines above, in regards to an isha should not be making the tefillin, that we'll see what category that's referring to in Simon Lametes, chapter 39, Sif Aleph and Beis. But in regards to blacking the ritzuas, she knows how to do the lishma. Aval idei en yehudi v'katan en amotel anshi yamayd acher al gabam u'kundilel imnion klaf Simon Lametes, Sif Tes. But in regards to a non-Jew or a child, now we get into the whole machlaikas we had early between the Rambam and the Rush. Remember that machlaikas we had? Yeah. If you can have a Jew standing over him. Okay. So here he's saying that you could have a Jew standing over the non-Jew or the child. Achiyamoid acher al-gabam, as is discussed previously over there as well. Yeah. Now, the Ritzuas, afibu diyavid pasul, if it was not made l'shma. Kosov hamagin avram. Turning the page in some editions, the Imchaza Yisrael Hishchir Lishman Kosher. So, Gary, this is what I thought you were referring to earlier, which is what he's saying now, that let's say it was blackened, but it wasn't blackened properly with Lishma. So what you could do here, he says, you could go over it and make it Lishma. Which is, you could blacken Lishma. I'm sorry?
If you're doing it yourself, you always have the best.
Well, yeah, but you just, in other words, the person has to even know, he has to say, L'shem Kedusha's Tefillin. I'm doing this for the Kedusha of the Tefillin. Like it says on those markers, right? It says on the markers or on the little, little bottle. Looks like a nail polish bottle, you know, right? In those bottles.
White-out.
The white out, yeah. Don't confuse that with the white out bottle. Don't put the white out on the Tefillin. Chas v'sholem. So, but he says here, "V'imchazi yisrael v'shchir l'shman is kosher." Now, I just want to bring out a point, which is a discussion in the Paiskim, that if you have a ksav, if you wrote something, you wrote a letter on a piece of paper, and you went over it with the same color blue ink or same color black ink, if you already wrote the letter, did you write a letter on top of it? And I'm not talking Hilchos Shabbos. I'm just saying there's a question to discuss, and that being the case. If something is already blackened, there's a discussion, will it help to blacken it again? Black on top of black is black, right? So that is a point of discussion where if I go over it, will it help? Or do I have to peel it first? Which here he's saying, V'imchaza Yisrael v'shchir on l'shman is kosher. No, all he's saying is that all you have to do is go over it again and do it l'shma, and that is sufficient. Behavior Rayulazay brings a proof by Prima Godim, Ushara Khrainim Sigo Arialso, they say I don't like your proof so much, Vinishar Bidin Zebit Sarachian. Vinasna Prima Godim was there, it's Acheris. Shiyashri Bitsana Shani Shala Ritsuas Lashman. Dav Shahushkur Mishne Stadin Kosher Kimavor Bisiv Gimel. Vyabich had sad Shahushkur Lashman Lemailo. So the Prima Godim, because of there's a discussion of if I go back and blacken something that was already blackened, if that's is a discussion, will that help or not? The Prima Godin has another aids, another suggestion. What you should do is blacken the other side of the Ritzuas, the side that's normal towards your chest, which we said does not have to be blackened. Blacken that side Lishma. Do that for the sake of the mitzvah. Turn that around and have that facing outward, even though Lechad Chila, that's not the side, ideally it's not the side that we blacken to be facing outward, but in this scenario, there is a discussion. If you go back and re-blacken something, if it's going to help, so that's a suggestion that the Prima Godim does give. Now, this whole Eitza, this whole suggestion is only if he doesn't have other straps. You just showed me this morning that you got 3 months ago, 4 months ago, you got new Ritzuas, beautiful new Ritzuas. So, if you could get new Ritzuas, then you should get them. I just want to point out, before anyone runs to buy new ritzuas, if there's a shayla about lishman, always what we're learning here is the halachas, and always speak to your rav about it with a practical halacha shayla. Let's continue here with Sif Hei. The Mechaber says on the top of the page, It's actually the previous page. Im nitzikar etzua. Now you have a scenario. If simin lamed gimel sifay, thank you. If the ritsua, if it ripped, it's going to happen. Oh, yeah. If the ritsua, the strap, it, you know,
weakens or
it mamish severs. It's severed.
So that's torn.
It's torn. It's ripped, all the way through, or maybe partly through. We'll see. Now just remember, this is leather. Right, the same way you have a leather a bag, lahavdil, you have a leather bag and the strap of your leather bag, or it can rip, right? Leather is leather. Okay. Says the Mechaber, in nitzikar ritzua yesh matirim lispar mitzad pnim. There are those that permit to sew it from the inside, stitch it together, sew it up from the inside, and you're good. V'yesh oimrim, however, by the way, the Mechaber himself is now bringing the Yesh Amrim now, the different opinion. Right? So you see, Yesh Amrim. In other words, like this, it's just the same way we talk in English or any language. You say something, and others say, right? That's what it means, the code words of Yesh Amrim, right? And others say, well, if others say what? Others say, meaning they not like what we just said. Right? Yeah, it's a different way, you know. The Yesh Amrim, Ma'ashem Makif Mimen Haroish, that which goes around the head. In other words, that there's more of a severity with the ritsuas that go around your head, that specific section, as well as the ritsuas that go around your arm, because that's the main part of the ritsuas, of the straps or of your tefillin. As we'll see later on, there are also important parts of going down your arm and as well as down your chest, but there's also excess ritsuas, excess, extra strap, extra rope, extra ritsuas. So that's what the Mechaber is bringing now. V'yesh armin shema shemakif men haroish v'shal yad kedei yushetakif hazroi lukshar atfilo im hazroi kedei shetimosach ad etzba enzois v'yichrich meno al oisei etzba sholash krichas v'yikshar ein lem takona loy b'kshirov loy b'tfiro. So the Mechaber just told us that which goes around the head, which makes the kesher, holds the knot, if you will, that catches the tefillin shalroish on your head, as well as the tefillin shal yad going around the bicep, going all the way down, not with the seven wrappings, but straight around the middle finger. That's how we learned is the main part of the length of the ritsua. Okay, not the seven wrappings. I'll say a word extra for now. If any of that part got severed, got torn, ripped, then this second opinion says you cannot sew back together, because it's sewing back an integral part of the actual mitzvah. And all the extra part that you go around your arm seven times, and you go around the fingers, you know, and you wrap it around your hand, all that extra part around your hand and by your palm, all that, if that rips, you can sew that back together, even according to the more strict approach. As well as that which hangs down on your chest, according to this opinion, also, if that rips, you can sew that back together. Now, the Mechaber concludes, we have two opinions here. The first opinion says that you can, if your ritsuas are torn and they rip, you can sew it back from the inside and put on the tefillin. The second opinion says, not so fast. It depends on where it's torn. If it's torn on an integral part of the actual mitzvah, then you can't just go back and sew it up. Says the Mechaber at the end, he says, if you have no other tefillin to wear, no other ritsuas, no other straps, so we can rely on a lenient opinion and sew it back up together for the time being. You can do that. Let's take a look. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Let's take a look now at the Mishnah in Sifkot Nechafei. Yesh Matirin. Afilu b'soich ashir shemakef roish v'kibayris, that you can sew it up even the section that goes around your head and your kibayris and the muscle. Lispar dafka tfira. Now this is very important here. I had a guest on Shabbos. One of my son's friends. He said to me right before Shabbos, he made a hem He fixed it. He fixed the hem on his pants. So I said, that's very impressive. I said, you sew? He said, well, it's my first time. This is his first time. So okay, that's very impressive. You know, for that has to be always. It's always a first time. Sewing, you're allowed to do. Making a knot to tie it together, that you're not allowed to do. You cannot, in other words, you cannot take the ritzuas and knot it together on the outside, make a knot of it, and say, okay, it's connected. Okay, now it's connected. That it just doesn't look right. That's, you know. So he told me, he said, if you look at the hem, you see it doesn't look right either. I said, I'm sure it's fine. I wasn't looking at the table.
What about the fuser?
The question was, to repeat, was if it's tearing, and can you take a leather, call it like a patch, on the inside, not on the black side, on the inside, near your chest, and then connect it, the two pieces, to strengthen it. Mm-hmm. And I'll say, even if it did tear totally, you know, you could still ask your same question, can you patch it together like that? So, like I said, I don't know the answer. I don't know if it's allowed to be done, but I would think it should be okay. Why? Because it looks nice. You attached it in a nice fashion. Now, the purpose of the sewing on the inside is that you don't see these bumps and the stitches, which is why you cannot tie it together, because it doesn't look nice.
I don't understand your description.
Sifkat Chavav, the Mishmur says that Yesh Matirin Lispar Mitzat Pinim, so from the inside. And that's why I think it's called a blind stitch. That's from the inside. Dafka tfira, only tfira, sewing is allowed. Aval kshira, besayich shira, now lukuliyam apasim na tayra. But kshira, to tie that which separated the ritzuas together, that you cannot do. Why? Dechsev ukshartam rather, and you should tie them. Dvedarshu chazal kasher tam. Dahayna ritzuas shekoyish shabat tefillin tihei tama ushleim avalei kshura. Meaning that the ritzua, the strap that you're putting the tefillin around with the going around your arm or around your head, it has to be a kshira tama, a complete kesher. Not that it itself is tied together. Gama tefira hu dafka begidin v'lo bechutin. So, like Reb Tzemach pointed out, what type of material you're using here? It has to be the thread has to be sinew, like we learned earlier. If the ma'avarta separated, the ma'avarta is the part of the tefillin, which this does happen sometimes. Okay, if the ma'avarta is separating, the ma'avarta is a part of the strap the ritzu goes through, you can stitch it back together. You can sew it back together. Mitzad pneim has to be sewn from the inside. Kedei shelo yenik minkor mibuchutz klal, that it should not be recognizable at all, the stitching. Now he says, if the place of the ritzua is under the mavarta. The mavarta, once again, is the part of the tefillin that the ritzua goes through it to hold your tefillin on your arm, on your head. Thank you. Thank you for the picture once again. Okay. So, if that is underneath, if the place we have to sew together is underneath the mavarta, so then you're totally fine. It doesn't even matter if it's on the top, I believe he's saying here. Why? Because it's not visible. That's why I wanted to suggest your suggestion you had earlier about fusing, right, with another patch of leather. If it's not visible on the outside, I think should be fine. But once again, I'm not saying halacha l'maisa. He says further, etzba, sifkad and chof ches. The Mechaber told us that the length of the tefillin shel yad, of the ritzu of the tefillin shel yad, has to be that goes from your around, you put on the tefillin shel yad, around your butt muscle, goes straight down, and then you could, without the seven wrappings, and then goes straight and around the middle finger. That's the length you need to be kosher for the tefillin shel yad. So now on that, the Mishmur says, you're stretching it without the wrappings. That is the length of the tefillin of the ritzuah, so the tefillin shel yad. He says the reason why we're more lenient with the Shalraish, take a look at the Darkei Moshe, who discusses this. And in addition to what they bring, that by the Tfilin Shalraish, the Kol Mashi Yoytzi Mishir Hekef Einei Nitzrach L'Chizak Tfilin Shalraish. In other words, what do you need to keep the Tfilin Shalraish on your head? What do you need to keep on your head? You just need the part that goes around your head. That's it. The strap, obviously you need the box, it has to be connected. But the Ritzuzah come down, right now, according to this opinion, we can see a Taz later on, the Taz is more Machmer, but right now we're saying that the rest of the Ritzuzah come down your chest, that doesn't strengthen the sitting of your Tefillin Shalraish on your head. So that's why we're saying you can have less, you need less of a Ritzuzah that has been totally intact around Tefillin Shalraish, as opposed to the Tefillin Shalyad. We're saying that amount is what you need to keep the Tefillin Shalyad on your arm, the amount that can be stretched down to your middle finger. He says further in Sif Kod Chav Tes, we said, V'shasat chaki ish lismoich ala matirin kidei shloik tiz bato mitzvah tefillin. The Mechaber says, we pass it like the second opinion, that if the tear, if it's torn by the section of the shalroish or the shalyad that you need to keep it on your body, then you cannot sew that part together. However, if that's the only ritsu you have, we can be lenient, go on the lenient opinion, and rely on the lenient opinion that says you can sew it together, just as long as you sew it properly, a blind stitch as well. Sif kon chavtes, hainu. Demutu afilu lispa begidim b'soich hashir shemakef haroish v'kibayis. You're permitted to sew with the sinews, even the amount that goes around your head and your arm. Mechutz l'shir zeh mutar afilu likshok, and besides for this amount, now, when it's already passed, let's say your tsua down going down your chest, let's say that tore, let's say that ripped, so you're allowed to sew that up, and you can even use thread. You don't have to use sinew. And the reason for that is because we're saying now it doesn't even have to be fixed at all. However, don't make a bracha on these tefillin. Because from the letter of the law, you have to be strict like the Yesharim. Who are the Yesharim? That's the first. That's the second opinion he said over here, which is the Truma Sedeshin and the Sefer Truma. The Safek Torah L'Chumra, because the Safek Daraisa is L'Chumra. So you can wear the tefillin, and you can fulfill the mitzvah tefillin, but don't make a bracha on tefillin, because as a Shaila, maybe it's not good. So you're not fulfilling the mitzvah according to everyone. But in order that you're not mevatel the mitzvah totally, you should put them on until you can find other pair of tefillin. But I'm a Taz. Take a look at the Taz now. He's more machmir. Shall paisik the gamre ritzua shel roish, even by the tefillin shel roish, the ritzua, the straps of the head. Einyoch levarach ale ad shiyah ritzua shel yimin, until the right strap comes down to the tabor, the belly button. How do you say that in a nicer way?
Navel,
thank you. Okay, belly button's also nice, right? Okay, usmol and the left side, I had the chaza come down to the chest. So the Taz says that in order to make a bracha on your tefillin shalroish, it has to be that the ritzu, the strap, comes down to the navel, the right side, and the left side to the chaza, to the chest. Okay. Shleima b'li kshira utfira, has to be complete without any knots and without any stitches. Avol b'sefer el yirabah chriya lahalacha. However, then sefer el yirabah he paskins the bein b'shel roish bein b'shel yad. Whether it's a shel roish, whether it's a shel yad, the bein b'shel roish bein b'shel yad. Levad ma sheyesh b'soich hashir shemakef haroish v'kiboyrus yochul tofroi af shloi b'shasad chak. So he brings the El Yerabah that says la halacha that both by the shalroish and the shalyad, levad ma sheyesh b'soich hashir shemakef haroish v'kiboyrus, besides for the part that goes around the head and the part that goes around the arm, yachul l'tofro, you can sew it af shloi b'shasad chak ulevar chalayim, even when it's not b'shasad chak, and you can make a bracha on them, says the El Yerabah. Ach yizol lispor mitzad pnim, but make sure you sew from the inside. Shall you minkar atfirus mebuchus, the stitches not be visible on the outside. make your blind stitch. Because if it is recognizable, it's not any better than a knot. And what's the reason why you want to avoid a knot? It has to be a kshira tama, a nice ritzua. Vegamshia begidin, it also has to be with the sinew, al bechutin like kshira. But if it says the El Yabba, if it's using thread or you're tying it, it's not going to be permissible. It's Osir Afil B'Shal Reish. V'chein Pasek B'Tshuva Sefer Shuas Yaakov and Derech Chaim. Mekomakoyim. Just to finish over here at the bottom. Im Yochol Hasig Ritzua Shleima. If you're able to acquire a complete Ritzua, a new Ritzua, says the Mishnah Brura, many later opinions agree with the Taz that the Tefillin Shel Roish has to go the right side to the navel, the strap go down to the navel, and the left side to the chest. However, if you can't acquire new ones, which Baruch Hashem, this generation almost. Most communities you can. If not, you can even ship them away. Believe it or not, you can ship them away and get it back. Do it properly. And you can even make a bracha, says the Mishnah Beprat im Nishar, Vashel Roish, Shnei Tvachim, Tuluyim, Levad, Mashikamakef HaRoish, Bevadi Yishlismuch, Lahokabul, the Mahani Tfira. The Mishnah says, even more so, if you have two Tvachim, which you learned this in the beginning of Hilchos Tefillin, if you have two Tvachim coming down, so you put the Tefillin around your head, and then take your fist, around by where your neck is, that's one tefach, and come down after that, that's another tefach. You have two tefachim coming down, then you're good. V'ayin le'el, take a look early in Simcha Zayin, which we learn these halachas, in Sifkot Mem Dalet. In Nisikar, Ritzua, last line, b'rochba, if the Ritzua ripped, b'rochba. V'loy nishak yeshir so'ira. Now this, I believe, Gary, was what you mentioned earlier. Your tefillin ripped, not the width of it, okay? And you only have around a barley bean left connected to. Are you able to sew that up or not? My understanding is that the shayla is that already considered to be like it's gone, okay? We're going to stop here. Mitzvah pick up by Simon Lamedal. Say that Nochas Parishes Betfillin. The next topic of discussion will be that of the placement of the parshias of the cloth inside of the tefillin shel roish in the batim, as well as those who are mahadrim, they wear two sets of tefillin.